Billy and the Magic Midget by Terry Bisson. One day Billy saw a giant. He was playing in the driveway and it was coming down the street. Billy ran into the house. He was afraid of giants. "It's a pretty day," said Billy's mother. "Play outside." "I am afraid," said Billy. "There's a giant coming down the street. It will get me."
"Giants are make-believe," said Billy's mother.
"This one's not," said Billy. "It's taller than the trees."
"Go play outside," said Billy's mother.
"I have to clean the house. Your father is coming home from jail today." Billy went back outside. The giant was still coming down the street. It wasn't as big as before, but it was still bigger than the houses. Billy ran to the backyard. He tried to hide in the sandbox, but the sides were too low. The giant saw him. It turned in the driveway.
"Go away," said Billy. "This is my yard."
"So what?" said the giant. It was wearing yellow pants. Billy hid behind the garbage can.
"I can see you," said the giant. "Come out."
"Go away," said Billy. He threw a rock at the giant. It just bounced off.
"Stop that," said the giant.
The giant kept coming. It got smaller as it got closer. It wasn't even as tall as the garbage can. It wasn't a giant at all. It was a midget.
"Come out, Billy," it said.
Billy came out from behind the garbage can. He wasn't afraid of midgets.
"I was hiding," said Billy. "I thought you were a giant."
"That's because I was far away," said the midget.
"But things look smaller when they're far away," said Billy.
He had noticed this.
"That's most things," said the midget.
"Midgets are already small, so we stay the same. Everything else looks smaller. It makes us look big." Billy thought about that.
"How come you know my name?" he asked.
"Lots of stupid little boys are named Billy," said the midget.
"How come you're wearing yellow pants?" asked Billy.
"I'm a magic midget," said the midget.
"Prove it," said Billy.
The midget did a magic trick.
"Cool," said Billy.
Billy and the midget played in the sandbox. Billy had never played with a magic midget before. It was fun. The midget did the magic trick again.
"Cool," said Billy.
It started to rain. The sand was getting wet.
"Let's go play in your castle," said Billy.
"I don't have a castle," said the midget.
"That's giants that have castles. Let's play in your house instead."
Billy went to the back door.
"It's raining," he said.
"Then you can play in your room," said Billy's mother, "but the giant has to stay outside."
"It's not a giant," said Billy.
"It's a midget. It just looks big because it's far away."
"Most things look smaller when they're far away," said Billy's mother.
The midget was standing by the sandbox.
"Midgets don't," said Billy.
"They're already small enough, and it's raining."
"I don't care," said Billy's mother. "He can go play in his castle."
"Midgets don't have castles," said Billy.
"That's giants that have castles."
"No midgets in the house," said Billy's mother.
Billy went to play in his room. There was nothing to do. He sat on his bed.
"Let me in," said the midget.
It was looking in the window. Its face was as big as the window.
"You're too big," said Billy.
"That's because you're all the way across the room," said the midget. "Come over here and you'll see."
Billy went to the window and the window got big. The midget was small again. It was standing on the garbage can.
"Open the window," it said.
Billy opened the window and the midget climbed in.
Billy had to help.
They played for a while, but it wasn't as much fun as before.
"Do another magic trick," said Billy.
The midget did. It was the same trick as before.
"Is that the only trick you know?"
"That's twice as many as you know," said the magic midget.
Billy's mother knocked on the door.
"What's going on in there?" she asked.
"Nothing," said Billy.
"You have to clean your room," she said.
Your father is coming home from jail today.
I have to clean my room, said Billy.
That's easy, said the midget. He gave Billy a magic mop. Soon the room was clean, in an instant.
Cool, said Billy.
He liked the midget again. Now we can play.
I don't want to play with you anymore, said the midget. I want to watch TV.
There's nothing on, said Billy.
His feelings were hurt.
I don't care, said the midget. I like TV anyway.
The midget went into the living room where the TV was. When Billy's mother saw it coming, she screamed. Then it got closer, and she saw that it was small.
Go outside, she said. I have to clean the house. Billy's father is getting out of jail today.
I don't care, said the midget. I want to watch TV.
It sat on the couch and picked up the remote.
Why is he wearing yellow pants? Asked Billy's mother.
He's a magic midget, said Billy.
Look. He gave his mother the magic mop.
Soon the house was clean.
Now can we watch TV? Asked Billy.
He was sitting on the couch beside the magic midget. They were both the same size.
No, said Billy's mother. Play outside. It's not raining anymore.
The midget made Billy's mother disappear. Now we can watch TV, it said.
I thought you didn't know any more tricks, said Billy.
That's not a trick, said the midget. Show me how to work the remote.
They watched TV for a while. There was nothing on, but the midget didn't care.
I like TV, it said.
After a while, Billy got hungry.
Make my mother appear again, he said.
Mothers are just make-believe, said the midget.
No, they're not, said Billy, and there's nothing on TV anyway.
Go play in your room, said the midget.
It was working the remote.
It didn't care what was on or not.
Billy played in his room by himself. He didn't like the midget anymore.
Soon Billy's father came home. He was out of jail.
Where's your mother? He asked.
A magic midget has taken over the house, said Billy.
That's him in the yellow pants.
He's too big for a midget, said Billy's father.
That's because he's all the way across the room, said Billy.
He looks smaller when you get up close.
Try it.
Billy's father tried it.
You're right, he said. Does your mother know he's here?
He made her disappear, said Billy.
How'd he do that? Asked Billy's father.
He's a magic midget, said Billy.
You two shut up, said the midget. I'm trying to watch TV.
I'm hungry, said Billy's father. Did your mother leave anything to eat?
I don't think so, said Billy. She was cleaning the house.
Look in the kitchen, said the midget.
Billy and his father looked in the kitchen. There was a magic pot on the stove. It was filled with beans.
We had beans in jail, said Billy's father. I was looking forward to turkey.
You two shut up, said the midget. I am trying to watch TV.
You shut up yourself, said Billy's father.
He'd had enough.
He jumped on the midget and tried to get the remote, but the midget was too strong and wouldn't let go.
After a while, Billy's father gave up.
You never should have let that midget into the house, he said to Billy.
They were in the kitchen eating beans.
He came in the window, said Billy.
It wasn't my fault.
It was so, said Billy's father.
Now I'm going to have to kill him.
Good idea, said Billy. He was glad his father was home.
Billy's father sprinkled poison on the beans and gave some to the magic midget.
Here, he said, make yourself at home.
He was only pretending to be friendly.
The magic midget ate the beans, but didn't die. Instead, he smacked his mouth.
Poison doesn't hurt me, he said. I'm a magic midget.
We'll have to think of something else, said Billy's father.
He got his gun out of the closet. It was on a shelf.
Billy wanted to help.
He got his bow and arrow.
They tried to sneak up on the midget.
It was sitting on the couch watching TV,
but it saw them just in time.
The magic midget made the bullets miss,
Soon the gun was empty. Billy's arrow just bounced off.
"We'll have to think of something else," said Billy's father. "Meanwhile, let's watch TV."
They sat and watched TV with the magic midget. Billy hated him, but the midget didn't care. The news was on.
"Get a load of this," said Billy's father.
"A midget ran away from the circus today," said the TV. "A reward is offered."
"That's you," said Billy's father. There was a picture of the midget on TV.
"It is not," said the magic midget.
"It is so," said Billy's father. "I can tell by the yellow pants."
"Lots of midgets wear yellow pants," said the midget.
"He's lying," said Billy's father. "I know that's him. I'm calling the circus."
"Good idea," said Billy.
They were whispering, so the midget couldn't hear. Billy's father called the circus. He pretended he was in the kitchen eating beans.
"These beans are good," he said, so the midget could hear.
"Shut up," said the midget. "I'm trying to watch TV."
Pretty soon the circus came. They knocked down the door. The midget tried to run, but they had a net. They caught him in the backyard. He was trying to hide behind the garbage can.
His magic didn't work in the net. Billy made a face at him.
"He likes to watch TV," said the circus man.
They put him in their wagon. It had a circus design on it.
"I helped you capture him," said Billy's father. "What about my reward?"
"What about my mother?" asked Billy.
"First things first," said Billy's father. He held up the reward. It was circus tickets. Billy had never been to the circus before. It was neat. There were elephants and clowns and everything. Then he saw the magic midget way down in the ring. It looked small in the circus, even far away. It was chained to the monkeys.
"That's him in the yellow pants," said Billy's father.
"He looks stupid," said Billy. He hated the midget. The clowns made Billy's father laugh.
"There are no clowns in the jail," he said.
Then the midget did a magic trick.
"I almost wished I had gotten to know him better," said Billy's father.
Billy had seen the trick before. The circus made him sad.
"I miss my mother," he said.
"Don't be such a crybaby," said Billy's father. The circus went on and on. The clowns were doing the same stuff over and over. Billy was getting bored. Then a beautiful woman appeared on the trapeze and did a trick. Then she rode on a horse standing up. The circus was almost over.
"Get a load of her," said Billy's father. "She looks almost sexy in those yellow tights."
"Mother," shouted Billy.
It was his mother.
She heard him. She jumped off the horse and ran up into the stands and gave Billy a big hug. Everybody clapped. They all thought it was part of the show.
"That midget made me appear in the circus," she whispered. "Help me escape."
Billy hid his mother under the seat so no one noticed. It was made of boards.
"The circus is stupid," she whispered. "I want to go home."
"Me too," said Billy.
"You two shut up," said Billy's father. He was still laughing at the clowns.
Finally, the circus was over. Everybody walked out of the tent. Billy made a face at the midget, but it was too far away to notice.
Billy didn't care. He went home with his mother and father.
"You should never have let that midget into the house," said Billy's mother when they got home.
"It wasn't my fault," said Billy.
"It was so," said his father, "but you were just a little boy, and you didn't know any better."
"I do now," said Billy.
"Billy thought it was a giant," said Billy's mother. "It looked big at a distance."
"That's the problem with midgets," said Billy's father. "What's for supper?"
"Hang on," said Billy's mother, and she disappeared into the kitchen. She was still wearing her yellow tights.
"It's a surprise."
It was cotton candy.